So what do you need? I need to remind myself, be yourself undeniably so the ones that love you can come closer and the ones that don't can simply go away. Some of us need a reminder like that. Some of us are moving into an experience where we're trying to create new things or go into a new career or new relationships, and we are unsure if people are going to approve of what we're trying to do. Sometimes we try to quit on ourselves. Sometimes we try to quit on ourselves because we think things aren't working. We're in a liminal space. We're in between chapters. But that's an opportunity to recognize what we love, because what we love, we will live for. What in your life right now do you care about? What in your life right now is deeply important to you? If there's nothing, craft it, cultivate it. Some of us are waiting for that wind. We're waiting for that fire to pick us off our feet. I was there for a while. I was like, yo, where's my motivation? Where's my passion? You know, the things I like to speak about, the things that once tickled my spirit, weren't doing it for me anymore. And I was like, you know what? Something new is going to pick me up off my feet. And sometimes it can happen, but nothing was coming. Just found myself lost in the unknown, in the valley of despair, unsure of what's next, seeking answers, asking, begging. Some of us are begging for answers right now. Some of us are just begging for answers right now. Some of us are just begging for answers right now. But what if the unknown space that we're in is where the best growth is? What if where we are right now is exactly where we're supposed to be? There's just so much pressure sometimes to always have a plan, you know? Like, why? You go to school, what are you going to do with your life? Who are you going to marry? It's like, yo, I don't know. Man, I don't know. Sometimes is this like the best answer? I don't know, but I'll figure it out. That's really the attitude that we need to have. When we're going through a space of uncertainty and we don't know what's next, I think we should submit to that and just be like, I don't know, but I'll figure it out. I have a quote for you. Now, this quote ChatGPT gave me, but it was pretty good. The greatest wisdom often lies in the spaces between what we know and what we have yet to discover. Oh my God, ChatGPT, you're giving us the bar. Let's do it again. The greatest wisdom often lies in the spaces between what we know and what we have yet to discover. We're going to discover ourselves, though, in this space of uncertainty. We're going to discover truly the direction that matters. We're going to discover who is for us and who isn't. So how can we embrace the in-between, right? The liminal space, because the things we're talking about today, yeah, we've heard this before, and we're going to find ourselves in a space many times in life where we feel as if we are at a crossroads. We are confused. We are trying to move through the clouds and reach clarity. But what if we can just submit and be like, this is where I am right now. Everything is in the unknown, and I accept it. I embrace it. In fact, I enjoy it. The reminder deck reminds us that whatever you are going through, you are growing through. That whatever we are going through, we are growing through, growing deeper roots, getting interconnected with life. Man, I went through some financial mistakes. And I go over these regrets every single day. But then I ask myself, given the information you had in the situation, did you do the best you could? And I was like, yeah, I did. So given that, what do you regret? And I'm like, well, I just regret that I didn't know what I didn't know. Well, that's a silly regret. Okay, so if the thing happens again, what will you do? Well, I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do this. I'm going to do that. Well, how do you know that? Well, because I just learned. Sometimes regret is like this beautiful blessing because we're just feeling the pain because we're not going to repeat that pattern again. Let me say that again. Sometimes regret is allowing us to deeply feel the pain so we don't repeat that pattern again, right? So many of us have been in regret, and often when we move into a liminal space, a space where we're in between chapters, we're not where we were, and where we were, maybe we liked it, and we're not where we want to be, or it could be reversed. And when we're in between chapters, often we slide into anxiety. We try to control everything. Our attention goes in many directions because we're trying to grasp onto something. But our reminder for today, the intention for today, is going to be, it's okay not to know. It's okay not to know what is next. But I don't know, but I'll figure it out, right? That's the energy. I don't know, but I'll figure it out. You need to believe in yourself that no matter what happens, man, that's unfortunate, but I'm gonna figure it out. I'm a problem solver. I can fix things. Uncertainty isn't the absence of clarity. It's the presence of possibility. Bar. Uncertainty isn't the absence of clarity. It's the presence of possibility. That's exactly what we have to shift into. Now, a lot of us, when we're uncertainty, we're trying to cling on to clarity. I need an answer. I need to know. I need to know now. If I don't know now, I'm going to have anxiety. I'm going to be unsure of myself. I need to know where I'm going in life. I need to know what's going to happen. Listen, none of us are psychics. We can't control the future. But instead, look at uncertainty as the presence of possibility. Now, think of all the most beautiful, amazing things you would love to happen in life. The possibilities. And when we're in between these chapters, struggling, trying to figure it out, let's stop leaning into worry, those deep worries, and instead think about the possibilities. Instead of, oh my God, I'm going to lose my job. No, I'm not going to lose my job. What if we create our own job, one that feels in alignment, gives us time again, one that allows us to build a beautiful network off of our skills and our passions, one that gives us financial stability. Screw the stability, also just freedom. Oh, what if we can take care of a lot of people? Possibilities. Rewire your mind for possibilities. Let's lean into something that Jesus said. I actually have a sound that I actually titled Jesus. It's actually one that I made. I sampled Bobby McFerrin though. Here at the number one chill spot on the internet, we bring a daily experience. Well, that's the goal. I want to bring you a daily experience, one that could support you in your expansion. You know, it's just there for you. It's timeless. It's a pleasant listen. You can listen in your car ride. You could be cooking. You could be creating. You could be meditating. You could be on a plane. In hindsight, everything gonna be all right. I want to bring you something amazing consistently. And let me tell you, it frightens me. I've been in between the chapters of who I was and who I'm trying to be. And I sway. And who I was is comfort, right? I know that. I know that individual. I know how that individual works. Everything that individual did, that stuff comes easy. Who I'm trying to be frightens the fuck out of me. Because who I'm trying to be has raised the bar. Who I'm trying to be is elevated in a new position. And every time I try to be that individual, it's like I keep hitting a wall. Boom. I keep stumbling. Oh, I keep falling. Oh. And then I just want to go back to who I was. Instead of being like, hey, I don't need to be there yet, who I'm trying to be, and I don't need to go back. Instead, let's be in the unknown, the valley of despair, in between chapters, that liminal space. Let's just be here. Let's let go. Let's dive into what Jesus said. Jesus tells us, therefore, I tell you, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Look at the birds in the air. They do not sow or reap or store away in barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not much more valuable than they? Aren't you? Think about it. Aren't you? Can any one of you, by worrying, add a single hour to your life? Great question. When we are constantly worrying, are we adding time to our life, or are we spending time? Are we killing time? Right? Some of us need to come back. What is Jesus asking us to do here? To have faith. To have faith in the toughest of times, in this liminal space, to look to the birds in the sky and be like, look at how they soar. They are fed every single day. They are good. Do not worry, and be like, how am I supposed to not worry? The economy's crazy. It's almost as if everything is crumbling under me, but what is that worrying doing for you, right? Let's move back to a place of knowing, of faith, of I don't know, but I'm gonna figure it out. I don't know, but the Most High is working out things in my favor. It just may take a little bit of time. I saw this tweet the other day by one of my favorite creators. She's been one of my favorite creators for a long time. Shout out to Lena Rama. What I love about Lena is she's been doing her thing for a damn long time and still got the passion for it, still going at it, still creating, selling her products. It's like reinventing herself, experimenting. She's just beautiful. And she said something that I'm just going to try to remember out the dome. She said, the beautiful thing about me is I'm not afraid to fail. I'm not afraid to start all over again at square one and move into my mom's basement or garage and start my business again and build my way all the way back up. And she's reached success, but she's not afraid to go all the way back to the beginning in her mama's garage and start over again. The only thing she would be afraid of is losing herself. You see, often when we move into these, I think, liminal spaces, these in-between chapters where we're not quite where we were, we're not quite where we're trying to be, we think of this as a space where we lost ourselves, right? Because we don't know exactly where we are, what we're doing. We need to cling on to something. But that worrying in itself, that lack of faith in itself, what are we doing? We erode the belief in ourselves. Instead, we should be like, okay, there's a lot of uncertainty. That means there's a lot of possibility. Anything could happen. Hey, for the creators out there, did you know this? That one video, one piece of art can change your whole life. You could create for 15 years, everyone ignoring you, bypassing you, sleeping on you. And then for some reason, you post something and you don't even think this thing is the one. You post it, takes off, inboxes filled, opportunities coming to you. Oh my God, everyone's wanting your energy now. How much? Can you do this? Can you do that? Next thing you know, boom, the money's flowing in as well. You're getting the recognition. When a week ago, you were ready to quit. The presence of possibility is an uncertainty. How can we create more luck? Right? Because luck is something we can almost create. It's by noticing the opportunities, by putting ourselves in position where luck works in our favor. Now, I was talking to someone the other day and I was telling them about a few things that happened. And they're like, man, you're lucky. Like, you say things and they happen, but no. I'm like, no. We've also done a lot of work and placed ourselves in positions where luck has this ability just to flow through what we've created now, right? It's almost as if we've created this like a river, you know? And it's just finding its way to us. But if we worry, if we're in fear, if we're in lack of belief, and if we're distracted, luck, opportunity struggles to flow to us, right? That's why when we're in a liminal space, we have to let go. We have to let go. Let go of where you were, who you were, whatever no longer serves you, that safety net, and let go of who you're trying to be, where you're trying to be. Imagine today, if you just finally let go, you let go of the fear. You let go of the identity you've been holding on to that doesn't even resonate with you no more. You let go of trying to uphold this version of success. You let go of that pain that they caused you. You let go of trying to control everything. And instead, you breathe. You breathe back into life again. You nurture life. You step into patience because patience is knowing. And you give it your time. And then you give it time. So number one, chill spot. We breathe. We do things a little bit different. Let's kind of breathe in together. Just one deep breath, okay? And I want you to breathe out just everything that you just do not give a fuck about no more. Just let it go, okay? Feels good, right? It feels good to be in one place. It feels good that we're not living out our past regrets or going to our safety nets. And it feels good to not be in the future. It feels good to be present in a place where we can just give life our time and then give it time. You realize that, right? Things take time. The simple equation is give it your time, your energy, your love, your attention, your persistence, your resilience, your strength, your creativity, whatever it is that you're trying to create or bring into life. Give it your time. And then give it time to grow. That's the art of letting go. So in the Tao, there's a concept called effortless action, wu wei. And it basically reminds us that letting go is when we allow ourselves to align with life's natural flow. There's a natural flow to life, you know? This is why I love going outside and just observing nature. It just works. You know, it's like a flawless design. And I think there's a way for us to align with it as well. The problem is we want things faster, right? That's us trying to control. Problem is, you know, we determine our value by the metrics that society gave us, which are social constructs, you know? So we fall out of alignment with what is truly for us. The reminder deck, again, always has beautiful reminders, but the reminder deck reminds us that we don't need a chase, that we can receive. Similar to what Jesus was saying, like, why are you worrying? Why are you worrying? Why are you worrying? Why are you worrying? Yeah, I know there's things to worry about, You're aware of it. But now let's solve it. Let's be problem solvers. Let's be individuals who are rooted in solutions. Let's be individuals who are creative. Don't you notice how when you are in between chapters, it's like that's when you become your best self? Listen to any podcast, read any autobiography. What do they talk about? They talk about those tough times, those liminal spaces, those places where they were full of uncertainty, because that is where their character is being developed. When everything is butterflies and beautiful, are you really trying to do new things and change things up? No. Why? Why would you reinvent the wheel when things are already working? But the thing is, life is constantly in motion, right? So if we're not experimenting, if we're not trying new things, life will move forward and our old ways will not serve us in this new space. So then we find ourselves in this liminal space in between the chapters where it's so uncomfortable. Things aren't working for us because we're not where we were and we're not where we're trying to be. And we lean into worry. When really we should be like, oh my God, let's get creative. Listen, when you're making a lot of money or business is going good, you know, you celebrating, you taking vacations and all that. When things change up, what happens? You start thinking, you get creative. You start networking a little bit more. Why? Because you have to. Your foundation has been rattled a little bit. When we're in between chapters, it's just life trying to pull more out of us. You understand? There's seeds within us. It's just watering it, putting that light into it, trying to sprout it. Again, when everything is Gucci, we kind of get complacent. But when we're in between chapters, we get creative. The presence of possibility. That's what uncertainty is. Uncertainty isn't a punishment. It's not a bad thing. It's the presence of possibility. Submit. Let go. This is how we move into harmony. Once we just finally let go, we let go. Okay. I'm not trying to be where I was. And where I'm trying to go, yes, that would be beautiful, but I'm not there yet. It's going to take time. It's going to take work. Oh, this season is doing the work on us. Oh my God, this season, I'm becoming more creative, more resilient. Oh my God, it's a call to strengthen my faith. It's a call to believe in myself. It's a call to pick up the phone and tell people how I'm feeling. It's a call to lean on my community. It's a call to be with my family. Maybe it's not a season where you're focused on money. Maybe it's a season where you're spending time with family because you're about to get so busy. You're about to be so busy with opportunities that you're going to have all the excuses in the world not to be with your family. So you better spend some time with them now. The presence of possibility, right? It's a beautiful thing. I kind of like the sound right now. It's like ambient house. Number one chill spot on the internet. You know, recently I had to let go of the identity of being a YouTube creator. Now I'm still on YouTube, but it was an identity that I feel I ended up accidentally adopting. And I'm like, I'm not a YouTube creator. I'm just a creator. Let me rewire my mind because I can't operate in this place where I was, and I'm not quite where I want to be. So let me just be where I am. When we hold on too tightly to one path, we blind ourselves to the countless others that are waiting to be explored. You realize, you think that there's one path for you. And now that you don't see yourself going down that path because it just ended for you, whatever that path may be. My friend, there's many paths. And a way to illuminate it is what you're belief in your faith. That's the light. Right now it's darkness. You don't see anything, right? But if you start to cultivate that belief in yourself, I don't know, but I'll figure it out. I believe in what God has put into my spirit. I believe in my capabilities. I believe in myself. And I believe in my divine ally is working out, working everything working everything out in my favor. Sorry for my stumbling. You understand? I have a grandfather who passed away. I didn't know him that well, but when I met him, he stumbled a lot. And sometimes I feel like when I stumble, it's like I'm tapping into him. So it's a beautiful thing. But we're letting go, right? We're letting go. We're moving forward. There's new paths waiting to be explored. Know that. I always kind of say to myself, like, I have no idea what I'll be doing in 5 years. But there's tons of possibilities. Who knows? I may like design a woman's shoe. So random, you know? What if that just like captivates my attention? You know? But just know that things are working out in your favor. The reminder deck. What does the reminder deck have for us right now? Let's see. Beautiful thing about the reminder deck is it somehow just aligns with you. Like it will just speak to you. It's not a tarot card. It's not that. It's just beautiful reminders, you know, things that I have learned on my experience. And since we are all having a human experience, what does that mean? We are all going through the same things, just on our own unique ways. So when we talk about we can't control what happens, but we can control how we respond. We've all been in situations where we cannot control what is happening, but we can control our response, right? Simple. We can respond with a sound mind, respond with intelligence, wisdom, respect, lean into the 72-hour rule. I like it. I heard Drake talk about it. Drake's mom told him, have a 72-hour rule. When something happens that's just bugging your spirit, wait 24 hours. And when you wake up, it's still going to bother you. Wait another 24 hours. It's all 48 hours. You wake up, it may bother you a little less. And then when 72 hours pass by, it's going to bother you a little less. And by now, something else has already happened. And your focus will be elsewhere, you know, versus being so reactive. Oh my God, I lost my job. We're so reactive. No. I lost my job? Oh, thank you. You know what? Thank you. Now that I'm in uncertainty, I'm in the presence of possibility. Imagine if that's the mindset we can cultivate day in and day out. I lost my job. Thank you. Thank you. Now I'm in the presence of possibility. Beautiful. Oh, it's raining today. It's beautiful. The roots are getting its nourishment. The trees, I'm so happy for the trees today. You see, a lot of life is literally just how we see things. It's the way we are looking at it. Two people could be going through the same thing and have completely different experiences because the way they look at it. So your mindset in hindsight is so important. When you cultivate a stronger one, then you already done know in hindsight everything gonna be all right.
The number one chill spot on the internet.
Breathe with me, okay? We're gonna breathe it out again. Breathe it in, breathe it in, breathe it in. And out, and out. Feels good, don't it? That feels so good, don't it? If you want your own deck of reminder cards, go to jahno.com. J-A-H-N-O.com. Which stands for God knows. When we worrying, when we lack faith, when we're not sure what's about to happen, God already knows. Jah knows and Jah know best. So why don't we just lean on the divine's understanding when we're struggling, right? When we're struggling with it. There's this guy on TikTok who does these pranks, and he's just be like, how long you been struggling with it? Sorry, it's like if you haven't watched them, you're gonna be like, what is he talking about? It's beautiful. Another quote to just like wrap it up. Sometimes holding on to one idea or outcome keeps us from seeing the broader possibilities that could bring more fulfillment. Sometimes holding on to the idea or outcome, being married to these outcomes, these ideas, keeps us from seeing the broader possibilities that could bring more fulfillment. You know, I spent 4 years placing a lot of my energy and attention to producing like hip hop beats and like dance beats. Then I shifted, pivoted into video production, doing music videos. And I thought I was going to be like the biggest music producer, music video director on the planet, like, you know, Director X meets Swizz Beatz type of vibes. And then I found myself in a space where like, I didn't want to do what I was doing. I was documenting things. And to be honest, we were putting like half naked chicks on camera. You know, the lyrics were just crazy. I'm like, I got a daughter. If she watched this stuff, this would be wild. I wouldn't want her to see these things. My own daughter, she's not going to be proud of these things that I'm making. So I had to make a pivot and I had to let go. And I did something that was absolutely bonkers. Bonkers. When I think about it, bonkers. I sold my camera. The very thing that changed my life, I sold and I got rid of. I became known as the guy with the camera. I became known as hindsight. Oh my God. In hindsight, everything just looks beautiful. Hindsight is 2020. My sight, my skills with the camera brought me to Brazil, brought me to LA, it brought me to Puerto Rico, it brought me throughout America, it brought me on opportunities crafting visual identity for multi-platinum artists like Sean Kingston, you know, helping Tory Lanez craft his visual identity, worked with the Marleys. The camera brought me everything. The camera was my best friend. And then I had to let go of the camera and I sold it. And I took a job and I said, I can't go back to who I was. And who I was beautiful. Man, I had the nice jewelry. I'm traveling. People are like, oh, I can get any girl I want. It was beautiful. And I went into this place of uncertainty. It's when I started to grow my hair, started to change the things I consume, let go of some people I was hanging out with because it wasn't the right soil for me. And I had no idea where I was going. I had no direction of what I wanted to do in life. I had no goals. And I realize now that was the most beautiful place I could have been. The most beautiful place I could have been. I just was. I just was where I was. I worked, had a little job editing videos. Wedding videos, and I would sit there, go in, clock in, go home, and learn things, follow my curiosities. I had no camera anymore. All I did was the camera. I just went home and I would meditate or, you know, feed my plants and make foods I never used to eat, but now I was enjoying the variety and diversity in different foods, and, you know, making my smoothies, and I'm making like a little bamboo kingdom on my balcony, and I just got into life design and the art of living. And while I was doing this little job editing, you know, Indian weddings, I would listen to podcasts because I got bored. I got real bored. And while I was listening to podcasts, I just fell in love with the relationship you could have with somebody through an audio experience. And I sit there laughing all day, listen to different podcasts, and I was like, man, I want to do this. But I have nothing to talk about. I don't have a story. And better yet, I don't even like my voice. I don't even like my voice. So how am I going to do that? But I didn't really care. I just like, you know, I was in a space where I had no goals. I had no destination. I wasn't going back where I was because I already agreed and accepted that's not where I was supposed to be. And I didn't know where I was supposed to go. I actually just crushed all goals and vision and ego about being successful. I was like, screw it. I don't know. But I thoroughly enjoyed in that season who I was becoming. I started to fall in love with my inner qualities. I was becoming more patient. I was becoming more kind with myself, more compassionate, you know, more disciplined. I was able to like say no to anything that didn't serve me, regardless of the influence and pressure. My friends were like, hey, let's drink, let's smoke. I'm like, no. We on vacation, it's New Year's Eve. We in Jamaica, New Year's Eve. I'm with my buddies, we girls on the beach. Midnight's about to hit and I say, I'm going back to the Airbnb. And they're like, what are you talking about? We got the drinks, we got the girls, we got the smoke. It's New Year's Eve. Come on, what are you doing? I'm going back to the Airbnb. I'm just gonna hang out. I'm just gonna be by myself. I had these inner qualities that I was really starting to fall in love with. Discipline. Wow, discipline. And that's where I learned our credentials are in our spirit. They're in our character, not just in the worldly titles, but they're in our inner treasures, our inner qualities, you know, our love, our power, and our essence. Doesn't mean that we're perfect, but it means that we put effort towards crafting these inner qualities. Doesn't mean we're not going to F up and make mistakes, but it means that we fall in love with also correction, right? Learning to correct our ways and becoming better. And it was in that season that I started to craft a new version of myself. And slowly, the seeds that were planted were starting to sprout. And now I was getting visions of things I wanted to do. And I started to lean in. And I started to create again. And I ended up buying a camera one day and documenting with no pressure, simply from a place of play, from purpose, just documenting. And over the years, A, B, C, D happened. You know, I started getting on camera, talking, and now I'm here with you. And what I have here today is a vision I had at that time. Before I even started speaking on camera or anything, I had this idea of creating these long form visual audio experiences. And they were just immaculate. And in my mind, I was like, I have no idea how I'm going to make it. And now I'm here today. Still no idea how I'm going to make it, because it's nowhere near where I want it to be. It's actually supposed to go to a physical experience. But letting go and allowing ourselves to be in between chapters, that's exactly where the growth is. That's exactly where the answer is. You are discovering yourself in this season, in the stillness of letting go, in the stillness of letting go, let go, be still. That is when we often find the clarity we were searching for all along. In uncertainty, let's realize, let's not worry, but know we're in the presence of possibility. And as you move through your day, as you move through your day, gracefully flowing like the water, remember to trust the journey. Regardless of how shaky it's starting to look, trust the journey. Because the answers you are looking for might already be on their way. So just give it time. Give this space time, your intention. And then give it time to grow. And you don't know in hindsight, everything is going to be more than all right.